Blog Talk Radio.
Talking Feather on Blog Talk, and it is good to be here. It's a day to transform our lives, reach out, and, you know, just share that information.
Yes, and we just put out the call, and that music that you heard, that intro music, was by our own host, Penny Gamble Williams, and produced by Mark Carey, and the title of that song is The Call, and today we're putting out a call. Penny, we're putting out a call for Earth Wisdom and Indigenous Prophecies, and we have an exciting, dynamic show that is going to be empowering, enlightening. And who do we have with us in our Indigenous circle today, Penny?
We have Blue Thunder, and he will be joining us in a bit. You know, we want to let people know that the Talking Feather Radio Show showcases cultural blends of the global village and amplifies community voices. And to remember that we are all related and connected to everything in this vast universe, and that every voice is important and needs to be heard. So it's always good, as I said earlier, to share and just to remember that we are walking on a beautiful earth, our mother.
Yes, and we always begin our Indigenous circle with a prayer, giving thanks to all our relations and to our Mother Earth.
And that's what I'll do right now. Kitanet, Numakani Witamog, Oki, Numakani Witamog, Okamas, Nupashat, Numakani Witamog, Utachi Kidiasum, the powers, Numakani Witamog, Tabat Nuayin. Numakni Witamog E Utnu Shik Oki Mopanayo Sawanayo Patanayo Nanamayo. Great Spirit, I offer this tobacco. Oki Mother Earth, I offer this tobacco. Grandmother Moon, I offer this tobacco. Grandfather Sun, I offer this tobacco. I offer this tobacco to the four directions, to the east, to the south, to the west, to the north. For that I say Katapatash.
Yes, aho, Matakwe Olasen. We honor all our relations. We are so pleased and so privileged to have with us a person who is just an elder of the community. Penny, why don't you introduce our special guest?
Yes, Blue Thunder. He is a spiritual leader, advisor, and enrolled tribal member of the Eastern Shoshone Tribe, Wind River Indian Reservation in Fort Washakie, Wyoming, and he has many years of experience in Indigenous tradition and culture with the Eastern Shoshone. Blue Thunder shares his knowledge of traditional ways and believes that this information will help people understand the importance of ceremony and ancient earth wisdom.
Yes, and you know, as we bring Blue Thunder up, we're going to ask a few questions just to set the stage. And some of the questions I know we all have and that Blue Thunder has asked and we're all asking is, how do we interpret the, quote, natural, close quote, disasters affecting the various environments of the world? Are these disasters being caused by mankind's action and thinking patterns? Is there a cause-effect relationship between these disasters and the programming in scientific technologies happening at educational institutions worldwide? Are the, quote, advanced, close quote, scientific technologies destroying Mother Earth's electrical magnetic fields on sacred sites of the Native Americans? So today, we're going to answer those questions, and with the special guidance and facilitation of our guest, Blue Thunder, we're going to shed some light and bring awareness to the reckless development of Mother Earth, and sort of we're going to transform, which we must, and re-educate in order to reclaim, remember, and use the indigenous protocols in gathering resources from Mother Earth, because there is a powerful shift in energies that is going on, and these shifts have been foretold. And that's going to be the focus of our dialogue today. Penny?
Blue Thunder, welcome to the Talking Feather.
Oh, thank you both for having me on again today.
Yes. So many people are pondering these questions, and it is no secret now. It's surrounding us every day when we listen to the news or we just walk outside our door. We can feel that there's a different energy. The weather is different. You can feel it within your spirit. You know that something is changing. Talk about that.
Well, as communities and members within our traditions of all cultures, there once was a time when an elder was understood as someone who took care of the families and the villages or the areas that they lived. And they did it for the betterment of all things, but they were known as spiritual guides, and they had intuition, and they had a connection to their two spirits that helped guide them along in their path, that communicated with the great spirit known as God, the Creator, in many nations and cultures. And so because of these things, those elders were older, had great wisdom and knowledge, and could communicate through traditional wisdom and knowledge known as spirituality. And so I just turned 60, so my elders look at me and say, well, you're not an elder, you're not helping take care of the community a lot, you're not doing these certain things, and we don't look at you as an elder. And I say, well, I'm a younger person, I'm doing my best to help, and I understand that. So as I move along, if I'm in my community a lot, I talk to them about these things and help them understand about nature's laws or consider things because of the dreams and the visions that many of us receive, like myself and others, men and women and children, that the information that we're gathering now is information for the betterment of the community, how to think, how to act, and to walk in a sacred way with the information that's given underneath nature's laws that represents the spirit of the earth. And the spirit of the earth is made of electrical current. And for we're made of the earth, wind, fire, and water. And the electrical current that we're charged from is the heartbeat of Mother Earth that charges our feet and sends the energy spiraling up to our hearts. And Father Sky energy that comes to the top of our head goes downward and connects at our heart. And it's like two negative and positive energies coming together and activates the heart at its heartbeat. And then gives us our electrical energy. But that electrical energy is charged and given to us by the web of life. It's like a star pattern, grandmother's spider's web that Chief Seattle once mentioned long ago, the best that they could get it in English was what man does to the web of life, he does to himself. Mm. Through this web of life, we're all standing on that web. And whatever we do, with our thoughts and our minds, enters into the earth, wind, fire, and water electrical magnetic energy fields known as the web of life. And that web of life is a star pattern on the earth that looks like a spider's web or a star pattern. And it's known as ley lines in English. It's the lines of harmony, the song lines, the spirit lines that carries the thoughts and emotions of humanity. And the sacred points on the earth are known as sacred sites that give us this charge of life, this life force energy. Electrical power and energy surges down those lines. And when we stand on that web of life, it gives us our power, our life, our energy, our spirit, which means electrical current. If we don't take care of the sacred sites like we were instructed as stewards of the earth, all nations and cultures, with our thoughts and emotions and actions that we put into the environment could become ill and sick because of the holes and cuts in the earth. Poisons and toxins would infect the energy, and the poisons and the toxins would be the sicknesses and the diseases of the people, and the people would become ill and sick, and so would Mother Earth. For what the people are is what Mother Earth is. And then their reflection would be what would take place on the earth, and this is why Mother Earth is sick along with humanity simultaneously. So with this information, it's a long story, you know, to consider with this real sense.
Well, you know, it's okay. It's a long story, and we have some time to connect those dots. And it's so important what you're saying, you know, because this is the science of the indigenous, this deep understanding, this ancient wisdom that you are reclaiming, remembering, preparing yourself over the years. You have prepared yourself to receive this sacred energy and to do all the things that you have to do to purify your thoughts, your actions, your deeds, so that you can receive these messages and connect with others, such as studying with the Mayan elders. Talk to us about that whole connection that you have made with the Mayan elders and connecting with how they perceive the 20 sacred energies that revolve around the moon.
Just recently, I had met some Mayan representatives in the north last March. Made a phone call to talk to them. And they mentioned to me some messages about Mother Earth and things that they were doing in the south. And they wanted to know who I was, so I explained to them all the different things that we were doing in the north with earth healing ceremonies. And so they wanted to know exactly what that was. So I showed them these medicine well ceremonies that the dreams and the visions had brought forth to myself many years ago when I was sun dancing within my people's ceremonies here in Fort Washakie, Wyoming. And I had a dream about 20 points, 19 in a circle and one in the middle, which represented like similar to the Sundance ceremony, because it's a medicine well. We have 12 spokes that go over top of us in lodgepole pines, 40, 60 feet long, with 12 uprights that hold them up in the air about 10 or 12 feet up. And it has sacred cottonwood tree in the center. And in this circle that I saw in my dream, it was this ceremony. And I didn't really know what that ceremony was until about 16 years later, which was this 19 plus 1 equals 20 ceremony that I was given that represents Mother Nature's healing. And so why I'm saying this is because when the Mayans looked at that ceremony, they said, oh, you must be a Mayan. You're like a Mayan priest. You must be really recognized within your tribe of a great wisdom carrier because you have great wisdom and knowledge because you're taking care of 20 sacred mountains. Said, well, at this time, many people haven't really recognized me to be that because I'm a younger person and there's been a lot of who's right and who's wrong within the tribal nations in the north and the Shoshone nations of 28 tribes. So I did my best to talk to them, but yet the information that I carried at that time in 2000 and 2004 and 2000, you know, what we're in now, going into 10, but finishing up 2010, is that many believed and many didn't. So what I'm talking about is they recognize that these 20 energies, these 20 mountains, in order to work with 20 mountains, you have to be able to hear the mountains, hear the river, the water, the wind, in order to heal the environment in the Grand Teton. So that ceremony helped heal the Yellowstone supervolcano, helped heal droughts, calm winds, and poisons and toxins in the environment. And other ceremonies that's been done since then. So with those 20 energies, they told me that what they have in their calendar is 13 moons, which represents 1 year. And that 1 year, there's 20 energies every 20 days. And within those 20 days, there's many cycles of numbers and systems that they have. But basically, the foundation was that those 20 energies is what the cosmos is made up of. It's what Mother Earth is made up of, the emotions of those 20 energies. And we were to follow peace, love, and harmony underneath those teachings of tradition and cultural knowledge and wisdom to help keep the environment clean, pure, and pristine with our ceremonies, with our thoughts and our actions, because those 20 energies represent the thoughts and actions that we would do in those 20 energies is about emotions and actions towards Mother Earth. And if we didn't have great actions and good thoughts, we would infect the electrical magnetic energy in those 20 energies of the cosmos, which the cosmos is made up of all that it is that we're all related to, is the energies of creation on Mother Earth. So as I was doing these ceremonies, healing the environment the best I could, after I had met the Mayans back in early spring, I knew that we were related because the Mayans have the same linguistic group language known as the Uru-Aztecan linguistic groups of people, which is Mayan and Aztec and the Shoshone nations in the north. So through that, when I mentioned these things, they remembered. And then they honored the work I was doing and invited me to go to Guatemala to talk to their elders, to ask them to come together like the five fingers of the hand that's being said by many of the sacred messengers as we come together as one, the five star nations upon the earth, the black, the white, the yellow, and red. And then they mentioned the Brown Nation, which represents the Aborigines. So because of this five-fingered ones, these five star nations on the earth, the prophecies say that we'll come together to heal the environment the best that we can. And what they're stating down there, when they were doing their fire ceremonies and putting those 20 prayers into that fire, and the fire sets on the web of life, whatever thoughts they put into the environment underneath those 20 energies, those 20 spiritual energies, those are the energies that blesses all of the environment and all of creation in our areas where we are. And in that fire, when that fire spins, it burns and purifies and draws the negative energy out of those ley lines, known as those spirit lines, the song lines, the lines of harmony, because of spiraling energy spinning outward and inward in those energy lines. And this is all done in scientific views and information now. And the Mayans told me that the mysteries will be broken at this time and prove that our ceremonies and traditions are science. And that's how they look at their information, that it's science. It's not, it can be proved in science. And so through our spirituality, this information now is bringing theory about so that we can prove this in courts of law to protect our sacred sites, in education, re-educating, in the schools, colleges and different things, but it's a slow movement because of how it was taken away and locked down in the darkness and said that the people were dark, and how history tried to erase this information to the Red Nations of the Americas of our Turtle Island here as Columbus entered into the land, and then all the other cultures came basically after that. But there was many more that had landed on the shores before Columbus did, many other cultures and nations here. But
yes, Blue Thunder, let's back up for a minute. You have said so much. We could spend the next couple of days in this indigenous circle just unraveling and looking at each one of these points. But there's those 20 energies that you say, because, it makes sense that the entire universe is energy, and there's, I think, scientifically, they've discovered now that there is no matter that is not non-matter. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. There's no matter that is not non-matter. We're so used to thinking about things in a material sense, in the physical plane, and not reaching into the spiritual plane and understanding that whole connection and the harmony. But these 20 energies that we're talking about are not flowing in harmony. There are kinks in the line, are they not? And everybody, many cultures, are not in sync with these energies. Some people are functioning at a very low electromagnetic wavelength, wouldn't you say?
Yes, their wavelength means they're low on electrical magnetic energy in their body, like a battery. They would have to be up to 100% charged. That means they would be at a high vibration. They would be pure in their mind and thoughts, the food they're eating, and their actions. So this is known as purification time. Anyone who doesn't purify their mind, their thoughts, their actions, and their food would be destroyed. As the energy comes in, it's pure energy coming in. And wherever their energy is congested in their body, it's not circulating, the kidneys could be sick. They could have diabetes. They could have cancers. They could have leukemias. But this is the foods and the toxins and the poisons and the thoughts and the actions that's causing them to be sick, is how they have been trained to think. And it's a false way of thinking that we call people are doing things that make things happen that shouldn't happen in their lives. It's called illusion. So many of the cultures of the world are living illusionary lives, not recognizing nature's laws, known as the original instructions. And this congested energy is the knotted energy, the six knots that the Mayans are calling it. Because of the fire spoke that there were six of those energies that were knotted. And the fire has a voice, like the rivers, the trees, the animals. Like horse whisperers can talk to the horses. People can talk to cats. People talk to trees. Well, the people out there that don't believe this are following illusionary ways of life because they forgot to understand that we can hear voices from the universe. We can hear God talk to us. We can hear a saint talk to us. We can hear someone talk to us from across the distance. Someone's thinking about us. Oh, I was just thinking about you. And then they call you. Those kinds of things. So, you know, with this congested energy, it's all energy, and wherever it's congested, when the powerful energy comes in, it's knotted energy like in the nerve in the arm, and you have to put needles in it called acupuncture to get the electricity flowing in the arm. When this high energy comes in on these certain dates, these six dates that the Mayans have put in time, and those dates were measured, and, you know, those dates I sent to you to maybe consider, or other cultures and nations to look at this, as the Mayans had instructed me, that when the energy comes in, when it hits the environments worldwide, wherever the energy is congested in the energy lines, known as the nerves of Mother Earth, that electrical current that runs down those ley lines or the web of life, wherever it's knotted, it will be ripped and torn apart. That would cause earthquakes, tornadoes, fires, and floods, other forms of catastrophes in the environment. There may be insects that are too many insects. Too many flies, mosquitoes, things like that, because the energy is out of balance, and that's knotted energy. So with our ceremonies, we always kept these energy force fields clean and clear with thoughts and intentions, because thoughts and intentions is known as alchemy. You can change something into something that is into something different. Like Dr. Emoto has proved with his scientific experiments about water. When you put your thoughts on the water, the messages are carried in the water, which he calls messages from the water. And other scientific scientists that under the scientists that know these kinds of experiments have been out there for a long, long time, since the early 1900s. But those things have been hidden. But right now this information is coming to the surface for the consciousness of societies and cultures and individuals to awaken to the truth. And the truth will set them free to give them more health, give them a great thought, and not worry about government our organization, warring and fighting around the world, that we are here to protect ourselves as we heal the environment. War and fighting only congest the energy in the area that they live. They'll have poisons and toxins because of the weapons, atomic weapons, the chemicals they're using in the weapons, and the people are coming back with poisons and toxins in their being. So this is called purification time. If a body is not pure, it will not make it through the pure energy that's coming in now as we go towards 2012. We'll make it into 2013 for the next 500 years ahead. Those who purify themselves, come into peace, work lovingly and caringly, and get over their anger and hatred and jealousies for each other. So these are some messages. to the cultures out there to consider to remember the earth wisdom and knowledge, because it's within all ourselves. But in order that we can begin to remember, we have to become peaceful. We have to forgive ourselves, the people who did things to us, and other cultures and nations, and get out of prejudice and all kinds of things like this. And there's messengers and people who can help around us. Not known as, they don't have degrees. So if you have to have a degree, you have to have go to college. Well, anyone who doesn't have a degree, they're not supposed to go to them because they're quacks. They're crazy. Well, that's false. And now people are starting to recognize it because these healers, these intuitional people, know past life experiences. They can help people see their past lives. Earth healers, they see the energy. Stone carriers, crystal carriers, underneath the knowledge and wisdom of truth. But underneath these certain gifts, initiations are needed to help people follow the sacred path with using all these forms of knowledge to get into the future. Many are charging monies and funds and finances, which keeps us, the poor people, from getting into these places, and on and on and on. There's all kinds of things going on. So this is a time of purity and freedom. So freedom is coming, and those who choose freely and give freely and learn these universal laws can gather all that they need, funds, finances, great health, because it's about their thoughts, it's about their actions. And when we learn this, we won't congest the energy of the ley lines or the electromagnetic energy lines and the life force energy that we're infecting with love, peace, and harmony, or the negative parts. The work to clean that negativity up and know that this is a beautiful planet, because we are going into a beautiful place, and those who don't think they're going to get there won't make it there, because whatever they think is what they've become.
Yes, you know, Blue Thunder, we have some lots of activity going on in our chat room, and people are really tuning into the message here about these congested energies that are within the environment and humanity's thinking patterns, as you were saying. And one of the things that's being asked in the chat room is, how do we escape these mind-controlled towers being placed all throughout the land? And I know you've addressed that, I think, in saying that the purification, it has to come forth. But, you know, we are congested, and it's not easy to do all that you have done. You have done many things to purify yourself and to get to this point of enlightenment and empowerment, but What do we need to do to begin to, you know, shed these shackles of this mind control that have been placed on us for so long?
My knowing is that we're reflections for each other. What one person can do, another can do in their own way. And when we all look at each other and we see someone who's living someone's living out there and we're watching them, and they're very healthy, they're very kind, everything seems to be happening great for them, whatever they need comes to them automatically, that's a reflection for the rest of the people to look at them and understand those kinds of things. Well, with these towers and the things out there, like the microwave towers they got and other type things and technology that's setting out there by the military and HAARP and things like that, those things are going to break down because those particles were taken from the earth without honor, trust, and respect, so they'll break and fall apart. If the vehicles aren't blessed, if those machines aren't blessed, and they're not given love, and people who don't have love can't bless them because they don't have the power, because they don't have the vibration and energy to bless the particles. They can do all they want to do to those machines, but the Great Spirit, the power of the light force energy, will break those machines down, and they're breaking every day. Even the computers are falling apart, the cell phones, all of the technology of inventions is not working very well right now. Everyone sees it falling apart. So all we have to do is have patience, have love, find out what peace is, and go slowly and clear our thoughts and emotions. If we're living around any of these towers and are causing us harm, then if something's hurting you, then you know you got to move or you have to leave the area so you won't get harmed. Now that's survival. But if we can't feel the energy, we're in low vibrations, so those towers won't harm us, won't hurt us, because we can't feel it. But anyone who's cleared themselves and purified themselves can feel the pain. Now, we bring awareness to the governments and to society. We don't point fingers. We don't get angry. We don't get mad, because if we do, we infect the electromagnetic energy field. And then the energy comes in. What does it do to us? It destroys us. And it will resolve those, putting those thinking patterns into the environment, into our own being, like Dr. Emoto says. Whatever thoughts you carry and you put out on people, you affect people. And he showed that in his experiments. And people were very amazed with that kind of information. So this goes back to what I'm saying. We have to be very careful about what we say, what we think, is when the energy becomes very strong. It's known as alchemy. So if we're putting bad thoughts out on people, or it's known as black magic. You're hurting others, or you're hurting yourself, or if you're putting good thoughts out, it's the other side. So it's always negative and positive actions. But this is a planet of free will. This is where we come to learn from this, to evolve, to awaken to the truth.
Blue Thunder, we have all gone through different changes and feel a lot of emotion because of what has happened to the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. And when we think about the animals and the birds and the whales and dolphins and fish, all living beings that are in that water, it kind of, you know, draws on you, on your spirit. So one of the things that I'm hearing from you is, if you know that these negative things are going to happen, then we almost have to not get emotional about it, but we have to go into the healing mode, into the ceremonial vibration to raise up that energy. So I'm asking you, is that basically what you're saying?
Yes, I'm saying it similar, like you're saying it, that when we see something happening out there, we're being given the experience to evolve, to bless those things with the thoughts. Now, a lot of the oil that was out there in the Gulf disappeared and wasn't as much oil as they thought. But yes, there were some things that it did damage, and some of the animals died and perished, the microorganisms, a lot of things in the water, fish, you name it, that lives in the waters of the Gulf, disappeared and left. But they didn't. Where did they go? Well, they went into another dimension. So they're still here. They're not gone. They're still here. And what happened to our people in the past? Well, they're gone, but where are they at? Well, they're still here. Life is forever, the messages say in the teachings of all cultures and nations, because we evolve and go into another dimension and we come back again. But these things, these things that's happening is for people to recognize that people are sacrificing themselves every day to teach us what not to do. And they may perish, just like the animals may perish. And these are the messages that I'm receiving, and it's being confirmed by others I talk to within my tribal nations or the red nations. Then I have brothers in the white and black and yellow nations, and when I talk to them, they're having messages too, and it's all saying the same similar thing. Mm-hmm. Now, if everyone's saying these things, and we got other people saying other things, but they don't really know the truth, and we do, well, we're more peaceful, more loving, and we don't get upset over the animals being hurt. Yes, it's painful to watch sometimes, but we are here to give love to all things and know that it is okay. Get out of the fear, get out of the resentment, because if we don't, that fear and resentment and anger transfers into the environment. When the energy becomes very strong, that energy transfers into our house, into our car, into our being. When the energy hits, if it's in us, it'll rip and tear us apart. It'll cause an illness, a sickness. We'll get mad. We'll rat and rave, scream and holler, and go insane. And that's what's happening to many now. And this is why we need more people like myself and you and others that can bring awareness. And people look at us and say, well, you were wrong about this, and that didn't really happen. Well, it doesn't really matter if we're wrong or right. It's only bringing awareness of what is and what isn't. And get over who's right and wrong, because there is no right and wrong. There are only ways to recognize peace. Walking to the middle road, which they call the red road, the white road, following the white light, the purity of this time. We have to purify our minds, our thoughts, our actions. Get over being mad at ourselves. Bless our mothers and fathers, our seven generations back, our forefathers and mothers and our ancestors. If we don't clear that energy, it's in ourselves. We came to clear seven generations behind us or seven generations ahead. And when we recognize this, Look what happened to the Gulf of Mexico. It purified itself with all the people who were blessing that oil. Where did it all go? Well, some of it disappeared and some didn't.
One of the things that a lot of indigenous people believe is that oil is the blood of Mother Earth. I know the Owa people of Colombia believe that. And so when that oil or the blood of Mother Earth is extracted, just like when uranium is extracted and coal is extracted, things happen. A lot of negative things happen. So what do we do about that knowledge of knowing that certain things should not be removed from the earth?
Just the way that I know how to think about that is, and consider this information is the Gulf of Mexico is a good example. And we bless it as much as we can, but I think a lot of people aren't really understanding that there's a big pool of oil underneath the water. And it's like a big crystal sheath of a big crystal ball full of oil. Think of it something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You tap into that big crystal ball, and there's a lot of pressure in it, and that oil starts coming out. Think about thousands and thousands of drilling rigs that drilled into that crystal ball, and the oil's leaking out. And that's where the energy and the lifeblood of the earth is leaking out, is the oil. The lifeblood is water. Anything that leaks out of the earth that's liquid is the lifeblood or the electrical magnetic energy that has a certain part, like the being in the body, that helps the earth survive and maintain pristine beauty. And the same within our body. If they sucked our oil out of the body, we'd dry up and shrivel up and things would happen to us. The same thing's happening to Mother Earth. What's been given, if we seal those holes in thoughts, I mean those holes of the drilling rigs, I'm getting a little tongue-tied here, talking too fast.
too much electrical magnetic energy flowing through your spirit there, Blue Thunder.
Anyway, what the spirits and ancestors and the dreams and visions of many are saying about the Gulf is to seal those holes where they drilled it with our thoughts, and then it seals and then it stops, and all those other holes of all the other drilling in the surface of that ball of oil that's underneath the ocean. And if that cracks and they put more holes in it, it cracks open, there could be something really powerful happen out there. And I don't want to talk about what many people seen to put fear into anyone, but when we put our love and prayers on it, then those things won't happen. Even though the individuals and people out there really don't understand what they're doing because they've been trained in greed, materialism, and education, and that's all that they believe they got to do is their livelihood is based on making money. They're out there like slaves doing the work, while those ones set at the top, they, take all the funds and finances from all that. And a lot of them could care less. But that's how the earth has to evolve, is we have to have people like that to teach us what not to do as we go into the fifth world, because those ones won't make it anyway, because their energy is low vibration. Their spiritual energy, their being, doesn't have the power that a person does if they purify their thoughts, minds, and emotions, and follow the original instructions the best they can. And when they perish, they'll learn harsh lessons in this lifetime that they won't forget in their next lifetime. So that's what they have to replay back over in another lifetime. And they'll remember what they did, and they surely won't do it again. Because many of us who are here now, like myself, have had millions or thousands of lifetimes, and we remember, oh, we don't want to do this again. We don't want to come back to like this. I don't want to come back in this dimension, or we're going to suffer all this. Look what's going on.
Exactly.
So that's I call this the grand reformatory. We either reform, purify our thoughts and emotions, or we don't make it into the fifth sun, into the fifth world ahead, where the bright, pure light is coming in now. It's following the white road ahead. That means purity, love, peace, and harmony. Like it says in the Bible and many other texts, the meek and mild will inherit the earth.
Blue Thunder. I love this. I just that analogy, that metaphor of the great reformatory, because indeed it is the great reformatory. And for a long time, for decades now, you have been in ceremony all over the world. I mean, you have completed over 40 sun dances. I mean, just for starters, I mean, you have been in ceremony and sacred places and gatherings with people from everywhere. And I want you to go back to talk a little bit about that, share some of that with us. And also, there's another side to this white road. And in your dealings with the Mayan, they say that there are only 2 years left to, quote, cleanse the white road to the fifth sun encounter. Talk about the ceremonies and the ceremonial days and things that have to be performed in the various dates that are coming up during these six energies that you've talked about.
Energies, they talk about our emotions. And so when we practice taking care of our emotions in peace, love, and harmony, we know that that energy comes in on that day. So we practice that emotional way of giving love to that emotion. If there's any negative thoughts in our emotions, we practice on releasing those kinds of thinking patterns and letting them go and getting back to the true blessed emotion and actions that's in that teaching of those 20 emotions. Those 20 energies and the actions that we can do. So we practice that. And there's many cultures who have ways of doing that in the same and similar way, but different. But it's all the same as learning how to practice emotions. And so in our ceremonies, like in the sun dances, in our traditions, there's many ways that these sun dances take place, and they follow a different pattern of doing things in the ritual of the ceremony. And in the dreams and the visions in the past, these ceremonies were given to keep the environment pristine and clear. But what I mentioned to many as, you know, an enrolled member of my tribe, and at a time when there was no enrollments, there was even white people that was in my tribe that I remember, and my father and grandfathers talked about, that these people were hunters and gatherers and had great healing powers and were recognized just like a tribal member, and they had white skin, but they were full-fledged members of the tribe. And they weren't Shoshone, but they were all related. Why were they all related? Because they're made of earth, wind, fire, and water elements. So the trees are related to us, the animals are related, we're all related. So they had no prejudice. And if they followed the way of laws of nature, then they honored them because they were equal just like them. But right now, when we go into these sun dances and we bring in the white light through the center pole, we put it in the ground on a sacred point, on a sacred site, and it charges two spinning energies, and that energy spins up that pole, that center tree, the cottonwood tree, the tree of peace. There's many trees of peace that the cultures have. When they know how to use these energies, they heal the web of life. So when that tree starts vibrating, it's like a tuning fork. And when that tuning fork starts vibrating in the medicine wheel, and you put your thoughts into that sacred circle, whatever thoughts we put into the web of life, with, like Chief Seattle says, what man does to the web of life, man does to himself. Well, when we use these sacred ceremonies, we heal the environment, we bless the trees, because we have songs for the trees, we have songs for the rivers and the animals, the grasshoppers, the bees. Everything that there ever was in creation, we have a song for it. It's called Songs of Love, giving trust and honor and respect and thank you and great gratitude to all of creation, because love is what heals it and keeps it pristine. But the thoughts go down the energy lines known as the ley lines, the lines of communication, the web of life, the spirit of the earth, the power of the life force creation charged by the sacred sites that give us the power and the energy for life. And that's why this information is so important for many cultures to consider and to recognize, who are we, why are we, and where are we headed. And if we don't know our special gifts, why we were born on the earth, you look at those four energies that we're made of, the four directions the Mayans have, and then it tells us on a certain day, it's an emotional energy we come in with, and it tells us what our gifts are, what we're going to be doing on the earth. And when people look at that, they say, oh, I'm already doing that already. But then when they look at it more, it helps fine-tune them. To charge the white light within them is through the seven colors of light through the rainbows. And the seven colors of light that's within a being are seven colors. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. When those seven colors spin together on the seven medicine wheels that spin from their sexual organs to the top of their head, that makes what kind of light? white light.
Mm.
Why am I, we have to bring the light stronger, brother.
Mm-hmm.
White light. And when we all come together, we charge the light so bright that we have so much power, whatever thoughts we think, we make happen. Especially when we know how to use the energy lines in the sun dances, in the Mayan cross ceremonies, the medicine hole ceremonies. You name it, all these ceremonies around the world are all the same and similar and work the same way, but different from each other, but they all work. There's no wrong way, there's no right way, there's just the way.
So now when we say the way, let's talk about it. 2 years left. Let's talk about 2012. You know, there's so many misconceptions about the Mayan and 2012 and whether this is going to be apocalypse now or what's going to happen. So we have this cleansing of the white road, which represents the gathering of the knowledge of peace and the time of purification. So what is it that the Mayan mean when they say cleanse the white road to the fifth sun encounter and we only have 2 years left? Are they referring to something to do with 2012? And what do the prophecies say are going to happen?
The prophecies say in the last days of the fourth world, those who choose peace will inherit the fifth sun and the fifth world with the white light. That means they come into peace and follow the white road. Underneath the red road is the teachings of the knowledge and wisdom of the red nations in Americas known as the Native Americans of the North, Central, and South American peoples that still follow rituals and traditions and ceremonies. And what the Mayans have mentioned to myself and many others in a similar way, that the message is that when we clear these congested energies out of the environment in those ley lines, those spirit lines, those song lines, that web of life, the flower of life energy, that we'll have a safer place to live so we can heal the environment the best that we can get it, because the changing of the surface will take place. Last year while I was in the Yellowstone National Park here, I just live a little ways away where the Yellowstone Supervolcano is, I had a message to go lay on Mother Earth that one evening, and I laid down up there, and Mother Earth came to me, three grandmothers. And the first face was old and worn out and tattered, so that's the surface of Mother Earth. And we call the grandmothers the mountains, and they speak to us and talk to us. And they give us life because they are our grandmother, our mothers, because our mother gives us everything. So she's like her grandmother. And she said her face is all worn and tattered, but it's going to change. And then a second grandmother came in because the surface of the Mother Earth, the planet, changed. Rolled over and became younger looking. And then the younger looking grandmother said she was going to change again, and then she showed how she was going to change again, and the surface changed again. And then a third face came. So this is what's coming, is the environments are shifting. There's tidal waves ahead. There's more hurricanes. There's more earthquakes. There's more volcanoes. And the surface will roll over. Some cities will be covered up within seconds. The mountains will slam together. The earth will drop out from underneath the cities, and they will fall deep into the earth, the messages say, because of the congested energies and the knotted energies in every city, every town, every community, every village, every square inch of the earth that has been infected with false thoughts and emotions that aren't following the ways of nature has to be cleared and cleaned of these knotted energies with our prayers and our thoughts and our intentions. And for us as indigenous peoples of the red nations that have rituals and ceremonies, it's prayer ceremonies, it's love ceremonies, it's songs of love and chant and sounds and tones. So that repairs the electrical magnetic energy, these energy lines, these web of life is like a guitar strings, six strings or a harp. We have to retune and harmonize those when they go out of harmony all the time. So what we're doing is those lines on Earth have to come back into harmony with the colors of light, the plume serpent energy, the serpent wisdom, is two spinning energies, is the colors of light. So we have to do the best that we can with our ceremonies to reharmonize and clear those six knotted energies of the 13 moons, that means 1 year, and get out of this Gregorian calendar which controls us, that isn't the true calendar that controls us in slavery and the time clock and doesn't allow us to follow the true truth of working with these energy lines and these song lines to heal them with our sounds and tones is to retune them and retone them to get them into harmony. Because when the vibrations come in from the universe, anything that isn't following peace and love and harmony will be dissolved. That means individuals, towns, cities, particles, ships will sink in the ocean, planes will fall from the skies, vehicles will break apart on the roads, because the metal will be fatigued and won't match the vibrations of the megahertz energy coming in and electrical like vibrations or energy force fields coming in from the central tree of peace, the central tree of knowledge, and the central universe and the cosmos is sending energy in. It's pure energy and it's coming from the sun, the stars and the planets and the cosmos. And when it hits us, we have to match that vibration. All the particles of life, which is creation, which are those 20 energies. And we have to get it fine-tuned or calibrated to match the vibrations coming in. And the congestion in the energy lines, those ley lines, those spirit lines, is what we're called upon to do, to bring messages to all of humanity to talk about how peace works. When peace is understood, how peace works, anyone who doesn't follow peace will destroy themselves with their actions in the false peace forums and coalitions out there that aren't following these laws and messages, don't really understand how peace works because they don't know the laws of peace.
For those of you listening, and we hope that's a lot of you both live, which we can see, and those in the chat room, those we can't see, thank you for joining our Indigenous Circle. And for those of you who will be listening to the archive show, we're talking to Blue Thunder, a.k.a. Benny E. LeBeau, L-E, capital B-E-A-U, senior, an elder, spiritual leader and advisor, an enrolled tribal member of the Eastern Shoshone Tribe, Wind River Reservation in Wyoming. And Mr. LeBeau is, Blue Thunder is a member of the Spiritual Elders of Mother Earth, which is an organization of indigenous prophecy seed carriers of North America, and in that capacity, Blue Thunder helps to educate indigenous nations and other cultures on the significance of sacred sites and the indigenous prophecies. And, you know, Blue Thunder, one might ask where this earth wisdom that you were sharing with us is, where are you getting this earth wisdom? Is this something that is coming to you through ceremony, through dream time? And talk to us about the rock art in the different sacred sites that you have been able to interpret and pull back ancient wisdom and centuries of knowledge through this rock art.
Oh, that's a huge question.
Well, you're a big spirit, and we know that that energy is flowing. But, you know, you have done so much in terms of the rock art and the interpretations. And I know people are listening to you in awe and saying, my goodness, from whence is this knowledge coming? And this is something that you have tapped into spiritually and also is in the physical plane for us to interpret, for those who can interpret these messages.
Hey, well, these messages by elders and teachings of the Shoshone Nation, the Ute Nation, the Paiute Nation, the Comanche, the Hopi, the Navajo, many cultures that I've visited in my many years being here, which isn't very many, 60, and listening to the voices of the ancestors and dreams and visions and communicating with the white people, the black people, the yellow and red peoples of the earth, listening to their messages and what they were going through and considering, and listening to the voices of my spirit guides and the trees and the rivers and the rocks as they spoke and talked, and the energy itself, and the women of today, and the children of today, the ones who are awake and can hear all things. And when they ask a question about anything, anything they ask is given to them freely. So these ways of communicating and understanding this begin to enhance myself with great information ever since I came to the planet. I remember being in the womb like many other children, then the trauma and drama, and then the Star Nations coming in and reminding me that I had chosen to come to the planet to bring a great clarity and the message of what is happening with myself and others right now, that we have been sent here on assignment. Like the Mayans say, we're all here to fulfill our missions. Once we know our mission, we fulfill it. So because of these things, there's many like myself, and like it says in the many sacred texts, what one person can do, another can do with their sacred gifts. And within our tribal nations of the natives of America, the native peoples, that they all follow this way of listening to nature, and especially the rock art. Now, the rock art has great information because the sandstone and the cliffs of granite are all made of crystals. So that's where the information is held in the programs of the crystal. And when you go there in your high vibration, you can hear the songs of the past. You can hear what took place in the past. All the history and the knowledge of the earth is written in stone. It's in every little small speck of sand. It's in the stone. You pick it up because it recorded everything in history, like I talked about earlier. Whatever we do is recorded in the environment and goes into the crystals of the stones, the rivers, the air, the oxygen. So the earth, wind, fire, and water is made of crystals, and every thought and action that we've ever did ever since we've been on the planet is still here because it's still in the crystals, in the energy of the elements of the earth, wind, fire, and water. And when you can tap into it, there's where the information is. And then when you listen to the voices and the dreams and the ancestors and the voices coming in, well, you start gathering all this great information, and then you start practicing it as a practitioner. Now, a lot of people read about these things in books. Now, people can read and read and read about all the things I've said, but not know how to utilize it. So they have to practice it. In order to practice that information is a different thing, reading it. So the books have great information, but they can't teach you how to utilize the practice as being a practitioner, as getting the experience to know what that is. So the Native Americans, for instance, say, anyone who reads books, they're crazy, they're false, and it's not the way. Because what they've learned is to practice what they were taught as tradition, as children all the way through. But many haven't, because they only are Native Americans with information that never practiced the information and wisdom, but are out there with the information but not practicing. That's the same thing as reading a book. They're out there practicing things they heard about, or thinking about things they've heard about, in other words, but haven't practiced the information. Now, this is what I ask people to really think about and look about what really took place. And if are we practitioners because we heard information? That's like just about reading a book and not practicing information because we don't know what it is. It's the same thing in the tribes, or the white or black or yellow or red, getting information but not practicing it, and then portraying to be something that the people really aren't, which is controlling humanity. But with this information that's out there, all wisdom, all knowledge, ask and it shall be given to you through vision questing, going to the sacred sites, going out to the rock art sites. These are the holy lands. And being with the spiritual elders of Mother Earth, their organization has dissolved now because a lot of those elders passed away and left. But it was a great opportunity for me to learn from them. And right now, I'm doing the best I can to talk to my people on my reservation, other cultures, and now traveling into South America, Central America, and talking to other cultures and joining them in their ceremonies. And then they asked me to help share some of the ceremonies I know. So we share our ceremonies with each other, and then we help each other in healing techniques, like we can all do in the North, in North America, in the United States, and up into Canada, and into Mexico, and into Central America and Guatemala, and El Salvador, and so on and so forth, all the way down to Costa Rica and down to towards Argentina. This is the prophecy. We'll begin to do these things with each other and get over our differences. Many say they want and are, but they really they speak a lot, but they don't walk the talk. That means practice the wisdom and information. They're not practicing it because thus, the energy in the environment is what has them stuck. So when we clean it and clear it, they become unstuck and awaken. Some of us have to go out and clean the energy that practices work to clear it for the rest to wake up. Because when you talk to some of the leaders of all cultures and nations, they talk like they know what they're doing, but when you go to their lands, they're not doing any ceremonies. They're only talking about it. But then those of us who come in, we get persecuted because we're doing it. Because now they say, that's not tradition. That's not the way. Well, my message to those others out there that say these things is, In the past, these ceremonies were never done because the energy of the environment was in a better way. Now we got to have ceremonies that comes in the dreams and visions that we got to do now to heal the environment. That has never ever been done before. But this, and that's the prophecies that say, getting out of the old way into the new way. And the new way is the old way. The new dreams and visions moving forward. Those who keep the people locked down in the old way can't move forward, and then they're persecuted if they do move forward, and then they're kicked out of the sacred circles of whatever circle it is that individuals are in the black, white, yellow, and red nations, and the brown nations of the earth. And that's what I've been watching and noticing. So I ask everyone to come into peace, set together as equals, black, white, yellow, and red, come to the ceremonies and start practicing. And that's how we've healed many things upon the United States, and I'm sending messages into the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Incas, and all cultures right now that this is off because we're called upon to do the Eagle and Condor Nation ceremonies to heal the energy of the web of life before this congested energy gets ripped and torn apart. And so we have to do these big ceremonies, huge ceremonies with all nations and cultures to come together before 2012 gets here. That means now. 2012 is now.
You were so right. I mean, it's immediate. It is imperative that we do the things that we are called upon to do. And a lot of people are trying to figure out what that is, but you have beautifully explained how important it is to listen to that inner voice. Listen, go to the land, you know, be around the beauty of this earth, what this earth has given us, and wait for the messages because they will come.
Yes, and Blue Thunder, you've also, we have to get some contact information from you because I know people want to know how they can go much deeper. They also want to know how they can support you because, you know, this work requires great sacrifice and it's, you have sacrificed, but we need to support those who are bringing this illumination and enlightenment. So talk to us about that. And also there's some personal ceremonies that you have suggested and outlined that people should do. Consistent and in sync with the 13 moon calendar. And you talk about conducting personal ceremony every 13 days and making offerings, et cetera, and so forth. So give us some things that we can actually put into practice, as you say, and not just be, you know, having knowledge, but not applying it and not actually putting it into our everyday lives and practice.
It's important for people to understand and study what kind of emotions a human being carries, then look at their emotional thinking patterns and clear up their emotions. And by giving prayer and thought is asking those emotions to turn pure and clean and clear and ask it to be within their body, within their being and their body, and saying something like it will be and it is, or something like that, or so be it, it is done now. I am as strong and pure as the light. My emotion of this emotion is now cleared and cleansed from the past. I clear all of my past lives or things like that in a certain way, however a person wants to do it, following their own thinking pattern, their own heart. Follow your own heart, follow no one else's heart, is what the spirits say. If you follow someone else's heart, you turn into a two-hearted person. If you follow someone else's way, they don't feel good for you. It works for them, but it don't work for you. And if you follow them, they can control a person. A lot of them out there are doing that, called spiritual leaders, priests, churches, organizations, you name it. It's there. And so now when we recognize this, we come together, the birds of the feather flock together, but every individual has a unique way of healing as an individual. What works for one doesn't work for everyone. And when you figure it out, you watch five people, how they heal, you might take a little bit from this one or that one and the other one and learn how to do your own healing technique. But we are the individuals who will do that because we are the power, we are the light within us. And like Jesus said, everyone knows a special message about Jesus and many of the other sacred leaders around the world who said something the same and similar, says, what I can do, you can all do and follow your own way and follow your own beautiful heart. You can do powerful, beautiful things. And bless Once you understand how to gather the light in your being to become a powerful being of white light, under the seven colors of light that produces 144 blends of colors, but there's so much information. So with this work ahead, I have a 4,000-mile medicine hole ceremony I had a dream about, and that encompasses South America, Central America, and North America. In order to get this done, I have to sacrifice my life again and go talk to these groups all over, tromp through the jungles with the mosquitoes and all this and that. And it's not like they see on TV Indiana Jones, let me tell you that. Parasites and getting, you know, you got to watch out what you're eating and all that kind of stuff. But I'm only an individual having a great adventure and learning, and others can do the same and similar. But only certain people can do this kind of work. And, of course, you leave your families behind, and they wonder if you're ever coming home and what are you doing? You're crazy. You're lost. What are you up to? And then you come back and complain, and some get it, some don't. Then when you come back again, others are starting to get it. Well, that's the way it is now. Everyone evolves at their own stage and pace until they finally start getting what's going on. So doing this work takes a lot of funds and finances. And people ask me, well, who do you work for? And I usually point towards the sky, point towards the earth, and I now circle in a circle with my hands for all of us, for all of creation, and give service. And so, well, who pays you? And I said, when the Great Spirit says somebody will send funds and money and they know I need it, then it comes through the mail. And they put it in the name of Earth Wisdom Foundation in a check and mail it to me. And that's how they help me. And I have a non-profit called Earth Wisdom Foundation. So I have a tax write-off forms that, you know, I send to people. They want that, and some just donate it. But right now, I put my thoughts in for thousands and thousands of dollars because I have to go in the South. I take interpreters with me sometimes. And I don't talk the language of some of these places. So I have to pay for them to go with me, and it costs a lot of money. But to heal the environment is doing the work and traveling and talking. And if someone would donate $1 million or $2 million into my nonprofit, I go places, and this information is given freely. It's not charged for ever. And donations may come in, but this means if there's funds like that, when I go south, I have to pay for the elders to get on the buses, to come to the meetings, and to start buying different things for the ceremonies, to get them ceremonies prepared. So it takes a lot of funds and finances, and people may not understand all this. But I ask people to think about what we're doing. And the prophecies say those of us who do the work will be given the funds and finances to bring the awakening to the rest. But it's going to take a lot of funds and money to get this done yet. So
sure.
People
sure
want to help. Do that. My website is TetonRainbows.com, starting with the T as in Tom, TetonRainbows.com. And my information is there. People can email me, visit with me, call me. If they want to donate something, I leave that up to them. I do healing ceremonies for people. I don't charge. People come up with what they want to offer. So you give and you receive, you give and you receive, and that's the way it works. But we don't put a price on anything. Now, there's a lot of stories about me out there. Some are true and some are false. I just chuckle about all the things that's being said. And so I've been trying to be destroyed in every way possible.
I can imagine. And, you know, it's like anybody who is ahead of the curve, and you're so far ahead of the curve in many of the things that are happening here, it's just, you know, it's always been that way that people try to tear this thing down out of ignorance and and lack of understanding. I want to ask you about your TetonRainbows.com. Is that straight TETON rainbows with an S, or is there a hyphen between it or anything?
It's just one word.
Just one word.
They can put a hyphen in there too, and that still comes up to the same website.
Okay. So
on my other website, Earth Wisdom Foundation, I took it off, but the main one that's up now is TetonRainbows.com, and that's my email also, TetonRainbows@yahoo.com. And I visit with everyone. If I don't get back to them right away, I make it a point to contact everyone. And in the past, I've made mistakes too and did many things. I asked forgiveness to my own elders on the reservation. And many things that I ask for forgiveness that I never done. And that's the only way to clear up the messes in our lands, is to give up our ego and to ask for forgiveness from our fellow brothers and sisters everywhere and go back into our elders. And even if we did do something wrong, talk about it and ask the elders to forgive us so we can get back in the circles and sit there, because we can be forgiven and the Creator forgives us for everything we do. Well, that was one of the original instructions for our people. And only those who do that are the ones who will make it into the fifth sun, because their light will be strong. It's practicing forgiveness and allowing each other to come back in the circle of life. Very important now. This is like no other time in the whole history of the earth. And like a person that once said, to be or not to be, is not a question anymore, because we got to do some things.
Yes, and you know, one of the things that you have said, that you said so many profound things and things that are empowering, but you know, as indigenous people, we have legacy of psychic trauma. We have suffered so much. We have had great things happen to us, and we've had some horrific genocidal things happen. There's a lot of scar. There's a lot of trauma that we are passing on from generation to generation. So this aspect of forgiveness is so important, because we just can't drag the past with us any longer. You know, it's like we have to be in the here and now. We have to let the present shape our future, not, you know, horrors of the past. So it's very difficult for myself. It's difficult for lots of people to get into a true spirit of forgiveness. And I find that only when you get to that spirit of forgiveness can you really tap into that inner peace and quiet your emotions and unknot the energies. And, you know, we are microcosms of that greater universal energies of the macro.
Right, and I'm glad you mentioned that, reminding our listeners and fellow brothers and sisters, and even the star nations. We got dark star nations and star nations of the light that are upon the planet. And they even have a chance to cross over into the light, to change their way. So we're asking them to choose to change too, because they're controlling the web of life. And the trauma and the drama in the web of life, like the pains and sorrows of the Native Americans because of what history had did, is the pain in the environment. And when we do these ceremonies, we clean up that stress. The post-traumatic stress in the environment is the post-traumatic stress of the people. When we clean the environment, bring a message to the indigenous peoples of the Red Nations and the others alike that's living in their areas of our homelands of the First Nations in America, the prophecies have stated that in the First Nations lands of the Americas is the melting pot of all the people that arrive here, of all the world, because it'd be a more peaceful, loving place to live. And then great wisdom and clarity would come to them, and out of these lands would be known as a new Jerusalem. The wisdom of peace and love and harmony would be sent to all the cultures and nations for peace. And I believe that this is what's happening now, that many peoples have this great wisdom and knowledge to share with each other, bring a representation of what this represents. But the main important thing that is so important is to clean the negative thoughts and emotions out of the water, and cleaning it out of the soil, and cleaning it out of the web of life known as the fire grid, because it's made of electrical energy, and through the wind, it's made of water, and cleaning the thoughts and actions of every word thought and said has to be cleared and cleaned, because if it isn't, people will breathe it back in. If the food is grown out of the soil, it'll be in the food and they will become it again. They drink it in the water, they become it. So we are called upon to bring a great teaching and the wisdom about how this works and how we can do a great healing for these things, like Hiawatha had once did, Hiawathan in the Iroquois Confederacy, the Great Peace. Now, he spoke about these things to the people, and he had to come in and wrestle those serpents, the black, dark serpents in the water, which he called serpents in the hair. Snakes in the hair. Snakes in the hair was the thoughts and emotions of rape, anger, murder, cannibalism. Every negative thing you could think of was a thought in the head, which is called snakes in the hair. And so what he did, he had to go in and teach how to keep the water purified. I mean, the elements, earth, wind, fire, and water, and under those 20 energies. And that's what brought peace to the land, because they had to clear the negative energy out of the environment. And if we didn't clear and clean it, the people would become what the environment is, because the environment would become what the people are thinking with the snakes in the hair. Or when they clear the snakes in the hair, then the environment becomes clear. So we have to clear the environment for the rest of humanity to awaken, because they're being controlled by the snake and the serpent and the darkness within the environment, which teaches us what not to do for what to do, because we get to be practitioners.
That's right. Make that transformation.
You make it sound so easy, Benny. LeBeau, Blue Thunder. I mean, to be a practitioner is you know, back in ancient Kemet and in ancient worlds, you studied for 40, 50 years. I mean, now people go to college for 4 years and they get a degree and they think they've all that in a bag of chips, you know, but it's just not like that. And so you have paid your dues in the years and experiences and everything. It's really an honor to have you here in our indigenous circle in on the Talking Feather Radio, and to be able to just share this knowledge with all the people in our chat room and all the people that are listening live. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm certainly not talking like the conversation is over, but I just felt moved to offer you thanks for the sacrifices and for the work that you have done and continue to do, and for bringing this light forward for us to really have hope, you know, and to have a knowing. It's not even about faith and hope. It's about knowing. It's about knowing who we are and knowing that, as you have said on past occasions, the Red Nation of the indigenous was the last people to carry the message. Talk to us about that, because there's a special stewardship that has been given to, you know, the indigenous people of the Americas.
Well, there's a lot of prophecies that talked about messages and things that happened and to the Anastasi, and where did they go? Well, in Americas, we're still here. And we would hold this information the best that we could because of all the education and religion that would come in and try to brainwash us out of this and take our languages away. They couldn't take it away because Turtle Island was too strong with the information, and the earth wouldn't let us forget it, because the memory is the vibration of the earth and the ancestors that would never let us forget no matter what they did to us. And if they erased all the Native Americans from the land, the Native Americans would still be here because they would teach the white, and they would hear the messages the Native Americans had, so it wasn't going to go away anyway. And now we're still here all together because we all hold a part of the four directions, is the earth, wind, fire, and water, the black, white, yellow, and red, hold that part of those elements. One, they all hold one of the elements. And so when they balance and come together, and like picking up a blanket on four corners, the earth will be balanced again as we work together as one. But the Red Nations would hold us together because it took place 12,000 years ago when the darkness was coming to the earth, the fallen angels who fell from the universal presence of the star nations from other planetary systems and came here in their starships, known as fallen angels and spiritual beings of the light, to control humanity and turn Mother Earth into a penal colony under inventions and taxes. This prophecy that a time would come when we would awaken and we would be known as the rainbows of awakening through the enlightenment of these messages. The warriors of the rainbows, they called the people, because they would be great people who would awaken. But right now, the people who are awakening are from the hollow earth. They've been here for a long time, and they went into the hollow earth 12,000 years ago, and they were initiated to go into the tunnels of light, and they went deep into the earth. And the light is as strong as the sunlight there, but they're going to come joining us. They're already here, like Mount Shasta, the city of Telos. And then the star nations would come from above, because many of our people 12,000 years ago, the star nations and the great spirit and the white brotherhood came and gave a message to all those who had the sacred centers on the earth, like Egypt, Chaco Canyon, the other temples around the earth in China and Tibet and Vietnam and Thailand and everywhere. They had these beautiful temples. Well, all of a sudden, where did all the people go? Well, a time was coming, so they had shut down their portals and stargates and many things. And then some were given the choice to go back into the stars with the starships, and then some were given the choice to go into the hollow earth, and some were chosen to stay on the surface, and we're still here. And those other beings are now coming out. They've already joined us from the sky, from the heavens, from the solar systems are joining us, and they're preparing to come more every day. This is prophecy, and more people will see them in the fourth days coming. But in order to get an experience You'll become a believer then. You aren't a believer already. And for us as Native Americans and people of the North, Central, and South America that are native to America, we've been communicating with these star nations for thousands and millions of years. And those stories are in our traditions and our myths and our legends and our stories that's been given to us, and so some of us are still communicating.
You know, and those messages also are in Africa, Kemet, and the Dogon people also have a similar way of looking at how life from these star beings came to be.
And that's what Blue Thunder is saying, you know, this cosmology of the indigenous, you know, and when you look at the medicine wheel and the directions and the colors coming together, you know, and then here we are in this blended environment, this blended being, this blended persona here in the Americas, and this is where it is right now. I mean, this is the message is here, and the message is coming through the Red Nation.
Well, Mother Earth needs lots of help because the tunnels, there's many tunnels being dug into the earth by these big drilling machines, big, huge caverns and big, huge places for millions of people that's in the earth, and that's causing a pain to Mother Earth's innards and to her inside. And so she's preparing to collapse on all those places, and people think it's going to be safe going in there. She's going to shift and move because they're causing the pain in the surf on the underworld to be hurt. But yet we have beings of the light tunnels that they're theirs. So they're doing the best they can to keep things in balance too. But right now, the basic thing that the ancestors and the spirit, the holy ones, the messengers of the spirit, the spirits of light, the beings of light, are saying it's so important to learn how peace works within our thoughts and emotions and actions. It's not about knowing knowledges about the stars, knowledges about way things way out there. It's just simple information to understand and know is about purifying our thoughts, our emotions, getting rid of anger, hatred, and jealousy, because anger and hatred and jealousy is cancer, leukemia, arthritis, and of course it's the chemicals and toxins and poisons in us that we're eating from the foods as we're eating in the supermarkets, the pharmaceuticals that's being given to us, the flu shots, chemicals and toxins and poisons to control us to make us sick, meal to go get more poisons and toxins or pharmaceuticals to make it even more, and then we get charged for millions of dollars, thousands of dollars for chemotherapy, false operations, false pills, and then the people's systems are plugged up and they perish and die. And the rest who are not choosing to do those, look at them. They're becoming very, very healthy because they're using plants, blessing their water, blessing their food, taking care of the plant medicines and moving forward and freely because the plants grow freely. They go out and pick them freely. You don't got to pay millions of dollars to buy plant medicines when you, and people forgot because they don't know how to do it in the cities. Well, time is coming when we're told we'd have to turn to that because we're not going to be able to eat our money in the end. When the final shifts start coming, and the end is coming of the fourth world. It doesn't mean of the end of the life or end of things. It means the end of a time period of a way of acting and thinking and believing is going to be over. And those of us who choose to move forward with this information will survive and make it into the fifth world. So if somebody's got too much money out to remember, the banks are taking it all away. Everything's going to be taken away anyway. So in the last days, money, you can't eat the money.
So you can't. Yes, you can't eat the money, but we know we today still need a little money to be able to do the work. But let's just go forward with this. You are going on, you mentioned as we close out in the last 5 minutes here, that you're on a 4,000-mile trek to bring all this together, to unify these messages with other people of like minds and like spirits and like energy. When is that beginning, and what is the path that you are walking, and who are you uniting with? How can we keep up with the journey that you will be taking and continue to support you?
I've been talking verbally to everyone I can in North, Central, and South America and abroad. I don't have it on the internet or anywhere out there, and I'm looking to see when people are really ready and able, and then I'll set a time and date, and I'm talking to the many elders now in the north and the central and south to see if they'll support and to have a true gathering of peacemakers to come together to talk about the environment. It'll be a gathering of all gatherings, I pray, that it will be this of those ones who will come together, like minds, like hearts. Listening to the messages of Mother Earth will be the women who will bring those messages through. And the women will be honored for their great knowledge and wisdom of the earth because they are the earth. They are the messenger from Mother Earth. They carry the seeds of life. Well, the women will instruct the men what to do in the ceremonies. And the men know the messages of peace like I talked about today, the true ones. The ones who are false, the women will pick the true leaders. Those ones controlling people will just be dissolved and fall away. They won't make it through the light that's coming in. Those who choose to change will make it into the light, but they will now listen to the women, and the women will take lead, and they'll work equally with the men and women both side by side with the children. And that's the true gathering of light, of the light beings coming together, because we're all made of light. We're made of crystals. We're the spiritual beings of the earth. We're the indigenous nations of the earth. We're all indigenous because we're made of what it is, all that it is, Mother Earth and the universe and the cosmos. For all that it is. People start recognizing this information. It's simple information, and it makes common sense, and now it can be proven through science and theories. It's started being proven now. But we know what's going on out there, still trying to be stopped, but they can't be stopped.
No. Once that information is embedded within our souls and spirit and hearts and minds, then we know what we have to do.
Indigenous knowledge. You know that indigenous knowledge is so beautiful. Indigenous knowledge is the science of the future. It's not a science of the past. It is a way forward, and it's so important for us to not to throw off the shackles of this whitewashing, this brainwashing that has been done to so many of us of all hues, of all colors, of all races. We have just been mind-controlled by the elite who want to dominate and build empires. And we've got an empire, Blue Thunder. That empire is forward, and you have described that empire of light, an empire of peace, an empire that we... But something has to die in order for that to be born, and that death is happening. And God forbid that we are not trying to cling to this dying corpse.
Being and our spirits are becoming ill and sick, and when we choose to follow the light, our being will become well. So as the energy increases, many won't make it on the planet. And that's the end of the fourth world for those that won't make it into the fifth. But we're not to go into fear, but we need a lot of examples that teach us what not to do. But remember, some can't make it through anyway, and we have we hold love and compassion for them. And the sacred thing is happening for us all because we return again, time and time again, for eternities. So we never really die; we just keep coming back.
You know, I so appreciate those words, and because we are at the final moments of this program. I want to thank you. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing. And we support you and your efforts. And I know a lot of people who have listened to the show and will be listening will gain so much.
www.teton, T-E-T-O-N, rainbows with an S.com. And that is the place where you can go for more information and to stay connected to this energy and to Blue Thunder, a.k.a. Benny LeBeau.
So thank you, and we'll be talking with you soon.
Okay, well, I'd like the listeners to know that I'd like to thank you all, too, for having your radio station and others alike out there doing the best that they can, and to help you, too, with donations and funds and finances, because we need more people like you to broadcast this kinds of information from other people like myself, other elders, women of all cultures, all nations. Bring great awareness and clarity about all kinds of subjects. So these are the radio shows and radio stations that are doing this, and especially this one. I ask you to support it. Send your millions of dollars and thousands of dollars, hundreds, fives, tens, whatever. Whatever will work, my brothers.
Thank you so much, Blue Thunder, and we will be stay connected in the energy fields in the cosmos. So be
all
well
right.
And be peaceful. Thank you.
Oh.
Oh.
One ish.
Now it's...
Well, I want to thank you all for listening, and we're going to go out with Prophecy Walk by Wei Kuei. Until we meet again, Monish.
Grandfather sent me
Grandfather's men, the keepers of the sacred wampum, are bearing messages of 75 prophecies, calls upon the people of the earth to walk, to see, and to forgive. As far as the prophecies go, well, nothing complicated.
Simple!
What we already know, but have yet to remember, like the eighth and final fire, like the eighth and final fire. Divides into ages, seven fires, eight stages. Humanity is standing at a crossroads. In the time of the seventh fire, a new people will emerge.
Humanity is standing at a crossroads.
Grandfather sent me on a wall.
And as we emerge, all races must unite. At one crucial moment in the time of the seventh fire,
people of like mind
fan the embers into a flame of the eighth and final fire.
That one crucial moment is now!
Grandfather sent me on a wall.
We trace the steps left on the trail of the end. Crucial moments go back, go back, go back, go back, go back.
Grandfather sent me.
Humanity is standing at a crossroads.
Awakening for a planet hypnotically immersed in the sleep of ignorance.
Look around, my God, down to the wire.
Giving in what we're living in. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back.
Grandfather sent me on a walk to make medicine out of pain.
We walk in prayer, we sacrifice. We walk in an offering to the Creator. Ask for that. We walk. Bless the land underfoot, we walk.
Sunbow red and sunbow brown,
sunbow black, yellow, sunbow white.
Share the light.
Sunbows are circular rainbow-like spectrums that appear around the sun during times of critical earth changing, purification.
We've lost contact. We've lost contact
with the sacredness of nature. Historic journey on foot, a gesture of hope, carrying the message of healing, east to west, east to west.
Navigate, set your course.
living and thinking in a genetic remembrance of self.
Humanity is standing at a crossroads. Awakenment for a planet hypnotically immersed in the sleep of ignorance. Awakenment. Awakenment. Wake up. Time to wake up.